al volver creo que ya estará aquí con nosotros el Pi, porque va a estar en el Corona Capital. Creo que no nos va a cantar, pero sí va a platicar con nosotros. Esto es Me lo dijo Adela. Nosotros ya volvemos.
Claro que sí.
Están escuchando a El Pi, porque ya está aquí en el estudio. El Pi, welcome to Me lo dijo Adela.
Hola, thank you.
They were very, very excited. So were we.
Sí, todos estamos muy emocionados. We are really excited to have you here, LP. Welcome to Mexico once again. Bienvenida a México una vez más. This is like, what, your 8th time in Mexico or 9th time in Mexico? ¿Tu novena o octava vez en México?
That's a lot of times, man. I gotta go somewhere else, I guess.
No, dice que ya va a ir mejor a otro lado. No, it's okay. You can come here every time you want.
All right.
Because I think Mexico loves you. México te ama. And you love Mexico.
I do.
You love Mexican food. You love Mexican people.
You love Mexican
food.
And don't you dare to say...
Well, don't you... See,
you
don't
went to a Mexican restaurant once and... You love Mexico.
But you do, don't you?
I do. I love Mexico. Don't get it twisted. Mexico. I love Mexico.
Amo Mexico.
Te amo. Amo Mexico.
Do you speak a little bit of Spanish?
Oh, God. I just
because you've got Mexican friends.
I just couldn't improve your Spanish here.
I went to the Juliette last night. She's like, when they say, do you speak any Spanish? You got to say something better than...
The
stupid thing that I always say. I don't know. Anyway, amo Mexico. No, I say... I say, la misma todos los pinches días, sí o no?
Yeah.
you gotta stop saying that. I'm like, I never say it. Only one time and only this time. That's the last time you're ever gonna hear me say it. So.
Es la última vez que van a escuchar decirlo. I'm translating at the same time here, LP. The last time you were in Mexico was for. Vive Latino.
Yes.
La última vez que estuviste en México fue para Vive Latino.
No, actually, I was there for I had 3 shows at Blackberry Center. After that.
En el Blackberry.
Then I had some radio
Vive Latino.
Thing.
Was some radio thing.
Some massive radio thing. I forget what radio station was that, Nick?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It must have been this one. It was this one. This is the only one I remember.
Somos los únicos.
No, it's true though. I mean it. I don't seem like I'm telling the truth, but I swear to God.
Dice que lo dice completamente en serio. And now you're coming back for Corona Capital. You were in Corona Capital 2012. That was a long time ago. It was like the third edition of Corona Capital.
Yeah.
Ella estuvo en la tercera edición de Corona Capital en el 2012. And a lot of time has gone by. Ha pasado mucho tiempo.
And the pandemic.
Y una pandemia. And your project has gotten, like, really, 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 really strong, right?
Yeah.
Tu proyecto se ha vuelto muy, muy, muy fuerte. What are you expecting from this Corona Capital 2021 after a pandemic?
I mean, I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm curious as well. But, whoever's there... I'm going to go for it, you know? I mean, even if there's 50 people there, I'm just going.
Oh, no, everyone's going to be there. We all want to.
So glad you're here. I'll be happy no matter what.
Dice que está muy contenta de venir a México, que aunque haya 50 personas viéndola, que seguramente van a ser más, que ella lo va a dar absolutamente todo en el escenario. You're at 650 on the Doritos stage. I think 650 is a great time to play.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love... it's not going to be sunset. It's after sunset, yeah?
Yeah.
Now it's after sunset.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that right before disclosure. And
right.
Such a lovely time. So, and I think right before my friends, the Kooks, go on, so I can go catch them. I'm excited. Luke's a good, really good friend of mine.
Okay. Sí, LP está muy emocionado el Corona Capital. Quiere ver a los Kooks, quiere ver a disclosure. Y es que the lineup is brilliant.
Yeah.
This year it's Foo Fighters, it's
Tame
Impala, it's the Cooks.
Yeah.
So you come here to play, but you come here as a crowd member to enjoy the festival.
I'm so honored to play it. So I'm just really excited to see a lot of the other bands too.
Estoy muy emocionado por ver a las otras bandas que van a tocar en el Corona Capital también. And just to give a little bit of context, LP. We know you because of your music, but you have written music for a lot of artists, right? Christina Aguilera, the Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion. Can you tell people about your journey? Because you started making music like a long time ago, and you had many contracts with labels, and then you stopped touring and started writing for other artists.
Yeah. A couple of times I stopped touring. Yeah, I mean, you know, I had many deals, and then I had two big major label deals, and then, you know, I wrote like 140 songs or something like that, and no record came out. Okay. And then the Backstreet Boys picked up one of my songs.
Which one?
It's called Love Will Keep You Up All Night. It was on their, I forget which record it was, but I think it was the record after the really big, big record. And then,
Sound Like I'm Blue.
Something like that.
We have a Backstreet
Boys. We do? Tell us, what number song was
that? Nah, I don't know. I just knew which one was it.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, so that got picked up, and that got me a writing deal, a publishing deal, and then I started writing for other people, which I thought was my end game, you know, the last thing that was, you know, what I was going to be doing. And, you know, I mean, it was still an honor to be doing that. I was like, oh, you know, I'm doing music, and that's it. And then I just kept writing songs, and I started playing the ukulele. I played guitar, but I started playing the ukulele, and it was just fun for a second, again, you know, because it's hard. I mean, as much as it's like, oh, you know, I wrote all those songs and no record came out, you know, it still hurts your soul when you get, you know, it's like, you know, get to put a record out as an artist. And but then when I was writing songs for other people, I kind of found my way back to myself. And then I started writing again, and then I got another deal with Warner Brothers, and then that got all crazy. Everybody was so excited in the beginning, and then they, you know, lots of things happened, and the record went on for a little while, and then I played them. The last thing they said to me was like, "Come play us the new material," and I said, "Sure." And I came in and I played them Lost in You and a couple other songs, and they were like, "Oh, that's great. Bye, you're done."
They didn't like Lost in You.
And then I got a deal with a little label. After that, I was on this label called Vagrant, and then Lost in You came out in
Greece, and then it spread. One of the best, and it started to make it more mainstream, like you were talking about. Le preguntabas de cómo había sido todo, ¿no? Es que ya empezamos a traducir simultáneamente para...
Sí. I mean, you asked, so I had to tell you. It's hard to explain it too fast, but, like, that's basically what happened.
Así es como pasó, aunque
sea inspirational.
Fue inspiracional.
And it is.
Sí, es una cuestión
inspiracional. What about COVID?
¿Qué pasó con el COVID? ¿Cómo fue para ti?
You're releasing a new album called Churches.
Sacaste un álbum que se llama Churches en diciembre.
Was it all written during
¿Fue durante
lockdown?
La pandemia?
No, but a lot of new songs are on
pero muchas de las canciones están
you know,
ahí.
Like I thought it was going to come out in October of 2020.
Pensé que iba a salir en octubre del 2020, pero...
I was going to be on the road most of that
year. Y que iba a estar haciendo tour, sin embargo.
And then, I don't know, then I thought, you know, I kept writing, and I was able to really concentrate on
them.
I feel like I got to you know, be more in on, like, to get it together more on,
para poderme concentrar.
As far as, like, the tracks and extra songs,
tener
and, you know, Mike
canciones.
Del Rio was able to have me there to comment on, sign off on things,
y comentar,
you know,
y
the music.
Así.
But it was nice
con quien producía todas las canciones y estar todos en conjunto.
While I'm, like, on tour.
Para poder estar ahora sí de manera
it
completa
was also like a great time for you, art, to start
para ti,
creating
para empezar
and
a crear
yeah, it was one of the most inspiring times ever.
Uno de los momentos más inspiracionales para mí de la historia.
I mean, yeah, still,
happening.
I mean, holy crap. I mean, what a time to be alive. It's like
wow, qué momento para estar vivo.
We've never been more connected as a planet.
Sin duda alguna es el momento
it
que más hemos
like
estado conectados como planeta.
Level of empathy and understanding
había empatía
for,
y entender entre todos nosotros qué es lo que estaba pasando, entendernos y elevar un poco nuestra espiritualidad. Como artista, yo digo algunas lo que pienso.
Stay writing with yourself or
escribir para ti o para
I enjoy,
lo que puedes hacer con otros artistas.
I feel like las right dos. When I'm like feel like I can't do another show, it's time to write, you know, and then
cuando no
I'm like
show, es tiempo de escribir.
I can't
think of anything else to write.
No puedo pensar en ninguna otra cosa.
Entonces
me voy en tour.
Vas
y vienes, te pones a escribir o te vas a hacer shows, a hacer tour.
I think when I was just a writer,
creo que cuando era nada más una escritora, como una creadora de contenido.
It's a challenge to like, you know,
es un reto sin duda alguna
all the time for
estar
other people
todo el tiempo componiendo para otras personas y constantemente estar pensando en qué es lo que tienes que hacer y ahora había que cambiar la idea y crear en información para mí,
música para mí, estar
en tú y que pudieran ver el fruto de lo que habíamos estado trabajando y otras personas pudieran ver.
You must be absolutely excited to
debes estar totalmente extasiada para poder presentarte ante gente después de dos años de confinamiento. Ese año extra fue un año y medio. Era algo que no estábamos esperando.
México.
Sí, yo estaba en México hace dos años. Es una locura poder estar aquí y estar de nuevo con toda la gente, con la audiencia, con los fans. Siempre he sido muy agradecida por el apoyo, pero ahora va a ser un momento especial. Todos lo hemos sido siempre. El poder ir a un concierto es como... Nunca hemos estado en un concierto. Es como un reseteo. Pero la gente te ama. En el chat lo dicen. Están felices. Tienes una gran base de fans. Sí, todo el mundo. No podría estar aquí si no fuera por los fans. Es una cuestión de estar apoyándonos unos a otros. Es una relación simbiótica donde ellos me piden y yo estoy con ellos.
LP, you need to tell us about your
LP, nos tienes que platicar
novia mexicana.
Acerca de tu novia mexicana. Eso es lo que me dijo Jimmy, es increíble y tiene una novia mexicana. ¿Qué? ¿Una novia mexicana? Sí. ¿Qué puede ser mejor que eso? Una novia mexicana. Te dije que amaba México. Te lo dije. No estaba mintiendo, te lo dije. Y lo que decía realmente. Es increíble.
Right.
Ella es
bueno,
mexicana. Sí, ella es 100% mexicana. En todos los sentidos.
Is she helping you writing songs in Spanish or?
¿Te ayuda a escribir canciones en español?
Are you writing happier songs now that you're
¿estás escribiendo canciones más contentas ahora que estás
enamorada?
No. No, por favor, no lo hagas.
I've written some happy songs, you guys.
He escrito canciones felices, por favor, venga.
Okay, maybe the question is it
entonces déjame cambiar la pregunta. ¿Es más fácil escribir canciones cuando estás contenta, cuando estás enamorada o cuando estás triste y melancólica? Triste y miserable. Triste es correcto. El amor es... Puedes estar demasiado contento, pero no lo sé, todos son buenos. Tengo que separarme de muchas situaciones. Si estoy muy metido en todo, no puedo procesarlo, así que me tengo que separar. Por ejemplo, ahorita estoy procesando todo. Él me está haciendo hasta con las manos, perfecto. Todos los...
cuéntanos.
The church,
right? Angels Out. Does it talk about any religious?
Habla de algo thing? Religioso.
Is yeah, it? Churches is about.
Sí, habla de.
It's a religious. It's about. I believe in God and I.
Yo creo en Dios.
Very, you know.
Soy muy.
Very sacred to me and my relationship.
Es muy sagrado para mí y mi relación con Dios es mía. De manera personal, no le tengo que preguntar
nada. Talk about it because of the fact that I believe this.
Además del hecho de que y no me gusta que alguien me diga cómo me debo comportar o cómo debo creer o cómo debo idolatrar a mi Dios. Respeto las religiones, aunque yo no necesito una religión. Me ha ayudado a muchas personas y lo sigue siendo y lo deseará por siempre.
But you know, I had an experience where I was in a church
en una iglesia,
in Russia. And,
en Rusia.
I love Russia too. You know, I don't have a Russian.
Amo Rusia. No tengo novia rusa.
Everybody calm down.
Así que todos tranquilos.
Just one.
Solo una.
Y es mexicana. Mexicana.
Estamos muy orgullosos.
And, so, but I love Russia. And,
amo
but
Rusia.
I was touring some churches there. I don't know what
estaba
all.
Estaba en tour en Rusia y en alguna de las iglesias ortodoxas de Rusia. Tienes que ponerte el sombrero.
I just can't do that.
No podía hacer eso.
If everybody was covering their head, cool. And,
si todos tenían que cubrir la cara, perfecto. Pero si tenía que hacerlo yo nada más, pues no.
I didn't. I just went off.
No lo hice,
and, you know, went and had a beer.
Me fui a tomar una cerveza mejor.
I went to where I shot some arrows.
Like, wow, mira, un arco. Había un lugar donde podías tirar con arco. No me voy a cubrir la cabeza. No me voy a tirar arco y echar una chela. Es un mejor plan sin duda alguna. Sí, fue más divertido.
But yeah, so I wrote this song about like that experience and how I feel like my you know, I'm sure, I guess I could say, well, what I feel is church,
lo que yo siento es iglesia.
I did a title, Churches, when I first wrote it,
el título
wrote
de iglesia cuando por fin escribí
like,
la canción.
Church,
iglesia es,
I feel like everybody has it inside of
todo
it.
El mundo lo interiorizamos, todos
to
lo tenemos,
version of church, like,
nuestra
whatever
versión
they
de la iglesia,
family or their friends, their dog, their,
ya sea con
know,
su familia,
school,
con sus amigos, con su perro,
we
en la escuela, todos tenemos una iglesia. Sí, todos tenemos una iglesia personal.
That's what gives us life.
Y eso es lo que nos da vida.
And I want,
y quiero
to honor that place, you know,
honrar
like,
ese lugar.
I don't want
no quiero
to feel,
que nadie se sienta
like to,
que tiene
know, prove anything or not be themselves.
Probarle a alguien, comprobar algo,
you know,
a alguna persona.
One of the lines in the thing is my church.
Una de las líneas es mi iglesia es mía, personal, y mi amor es supremo.
Me, the ultimate church, and so,
y es la iglesia.
That's it. That's
la máxima iglesia.
Okay, that was it.
Eso se trata.
That was it.
Ah, eso fue simple.
Are you tired?
¿Estás cansada ahorita?
He's probably tired.
No, él seguro está cansado. Seguro.
Sí. My brain hurts.
El cerebro te duele porque el mío ya me duele.
You were talking about Russia. You love Russia. I've heard you say in an interview.
There's people from Russia right now.
En una entrevista. Hay gente ahorita en Rusia que está texteando y dice, la amamos en Rusia.
More Mexico.
She loves
pero
Mexico.
Ama más a México.
Yeah.
Ama más a México, el mayor amor.
We're not in Roma. What, no, Rome too, I guess.
No estamos en Roma, we're in Rome.
But what would you what would you rather drink? Vodka or tequila?
¿Qué prefieres tomar? Vodka o tequila.
All right, tequila, but I will
tequila,
say that, you can get on a vodka, okay, but I like tequila the best. But
pero
in Russia,
rico,
it's some crazy custom. Well, you gotta drink like, what do you call it, tumbler glass, like a glass,
tienes que tomar
like this round,
un
this high,
caibolero, caibolero, un vaso caibolero.
Yeah, just no ice.
Sin hielo.
And not cold, but I mean,
y no frío. Por favor, háganmelo frío, por favor, por favor, pónganlo frío.
So you have to just chug that at the beginning of a night.
Y echártelo de caballito.
Very interesting.
De Hidalgo.
That's the beginning of the night.
That's the beginning of
it. O sea, un vaso caibolero de Hidalgo.
The end of the night looks like.
No quiero platicarles cómo finaliza la noche.
The end of the night looks like a pool with a lot of vodka in it.
Al final de la noche parece una pecera gigante.
If you can remember.
A recordar.
Yeah, but talking about Russia again.
Hablando de Rusia una vez más.
I've heard you say in an interview that.
He escuchado decir en entrevistas que la gente de Rusia y la gente de Turquía.
Admire you a lot.
Te admiran demasiado.
A lot of
y muchas personas,
a lot of
hombres y mujeres.
Admire your,
te admiran tu
way of
la manera
expressing
en que te expresas.
Your identity.
Tu identidad.
Right?
That's
cool. Eso
thanks,
está
Turkey.
Cool.
Thanks,
muchas gracias, Turquía.
Well.
Muchas, Rusia.
But they really tell you that
pero realmente
they feel
te dicen
inspired.
Que ellos se sienten inspirados.
Because you are
porque
who you are.
Eres quien eres.
Cool.
Y a veces,
yeah, I mean, I can't be any other way. I don't know how to do it.
No puedo
ser
de otra manera.
That's another reason I think that, like, you know, for a while I wasn't even an artist for a while because, you know,
momentos,
I had a bunch of...
No era
you
ni siquiera un artista.
Sorry, but like,
lo siento, pero...
Like,
un hombre heterosexual, escribí bastante la cabeza. ¿Qué vamos a hacer?
I mean, do,
no sé qué es lo que tú vas a hacer, pero yo sí sé lo que voy a hacer.
I kind of get what you're saying.
Yo entiendo un poco lo que estás diciendo. ¿Lo entiendes? Perfecto, sí. Yo creo que es lo único que puedes hacer.
Es respetar
que todas las personas de todos los países...
No
voy a cambiar para nadie, no voy a cambiar. Yo soy quien soy y voy a ser para mí la persona que soy. Y es una forma en que pones un ejemplo para las personas y eso resuena conmigo y está perfecto.
I'm not trying to be like,
And God knows, I don't want to look in the audience and see a bunch of beings out there. Right?
No quiero tener una serie de gente viéndome ahí mismo. No.
And like, look at it.
Mira, un buen de el cis, ¿no?
But I, it's not that you're preaching. It's,
no es que...
No. I mean, I honestly wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
Sí, no, no, para nada.
Like, you know, good luck with that. But as the years go by, you must feel like much more comfortable
mucho más
who you are, right?
And yeah. Confortable con quién eres. En la música, entiendes lo que dices, entiendes
absolutely
lo que escribes. Sí, por supuesto. Absolutamente.
You know, I'm grateful. I think the
soy agradecida. Y creo que lo que tenemos que nos hace lo más importante de nosotros es que nunca debemos cambiar nuestra perspectiva.
It's like a hard one perspective in your life.
Porque es una perspectiva muy dura.
It gives you y te da so much insight and so
una
much
introspección
and
y una empatía
where, how you got there and,
de cómo llegaste
and,
ahí.
What it took, and then
y lo que tuvo
kind of feel that
que pasar para poder sentir
kind of,
eso hacia ti y con otras personas. Y así lograr que otras personas también entiendan que aunque son subidas y bajadas de sentimiento, puedan agradecer que los entiendes y que hay empatía y que hay este sentimiento.
Yeah. ¿Sí? Totalmente. Estoy contigo, sí, sí entiendo lo que dices. Él entiende, alguien me entiende. Todos lo hacemos.
Oh, we really wanted to
y realmente queríamos escucharte cantar.
Jimmy was excited.
Jimmy estaba totalmente fascinado. ¿Qué quieres que cante?
Like whatever you want.
Maybe angels or maybe
angels.
Oh,
lo que quieras.
I've been looking for answers. I've been looking for change. I've been looking for dancers in the middle of the rain. Might seem a mile away, it might seem insane. Could be a smile away, could you feel my pain? How do I reach you? What's underneath you? Keep me real safe. Found what I'm chasing, heart racing. When you're around, it feels like angels over me. I've never seen them before. But I feel angels over me. I hear them sing, I love you more, I love you more, I love you more. Thanks, guys. Thanks for making me look weird.
Wow, it was great. You're amazing. You're so talented.
Impresionante, eres talentosa, estamos muy felices de que vengas a México, porque México te ama de regreso.
Gracias.
Gracias.
So, muchas Corona gracias. Capital.
Así que el Corona Capital, 6:50 de la tarde,
escenario Doritos,
right?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Right before sun, Saturday.
At
6:50
on the Doritos.
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 Day.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask
you something. Do you want us to translate?
Yeah. I don't know Spanish coming from you, and I'm like, what that is.
When he asked you that, that you go into the crowd, when you go and see the other, your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you get actually into the crowd, or you stay backstage? How does that happen?
If there's some room on the side, I might do that, but if, oh no, there we go.
See? We're so professional right now.
It's like tennis. But yeah, I usually probably from backstage.
Well, thank you, Delphi, for being
thank
here.
Thank you guys very much.
So early and being
much.
So cool. Gracias a LP. Nosotros damos un corte y regresamos con más. Esto es Melody Fan.